the Ankh-Morpork National Anthem. BBC Radio 4, 15th of January 1999. In 1998, the BBC, or at least part of it, asked me if the Discworld had a national anthem. I said no, but the city of Ankh-Morpork had one. And they said, would you write it for us? And that led to the first ever national anthem of a fictional city-state being played nationally on BBC Radio 4 on the 15th of January 1999, as the rousing close to a week of programmes about, yes, national anthems. Carl Davis was asked to do the music, and we had several long phone conversations about how the thing should sound, culminating in him ringing me up from a taxi in New York, I think, and playing a stylophone at me. It was wonderful. It was exactly what I'd asked for. Ponderous, slightly threatening, and full of the joyful pomposity of empire. I think it was the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra that played it, with a wonderful soprano who tackled it cheerfully and made her ner-ner-ner sound like something by Wagner. It was never officially played again, for complicated reasons to do with money and copyright, although I think a version did end up online. Some people are such scallywags. The anthem of the sprawling, mercantile city-state of Ankh-Morpork was not even written by one of its sons, but by a visitor, the vampire Count Henrik Schlein von Überwald, born 1703, died 1782, died again 1784, and also in 1788, 1791, 1802, 4, 7, and 8, also 1821, 1830, 1861, staked 1872. He had taken a long holiday to get away from some people who wanted earnestly to talk to him about cutting his head off, and declared himself very impressed at the city's policy of keeping the peace by bribery, financial corruption, and ultimately by making unbeatable offers for the opponent's weapons, most of which had been made in Ankh-Morpork in the first place. The anthem, known affectionately as We Can Rule You Wholesale, is the only one that formally has a second verse consisting mainly of embarrassed mumbling. The Count, who visited many countries in the course of his travels, noted that all real patriots can never remember more than one verse of their anthem, and get through the subsequent verses by going nah, 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 until they reach an outcrop of words they recognise, which they sing very boldly, to give the impression that they really had been singing all the other words as well, but had been drowned out by the people around them. In classical renditions, the singing is normally led by a large soprano wearing a sheet and carrying the flame of something or other and holding a large fork. When dragons belch and hippos flee, my thoughts, Ankh-Morpork, are of thee. Let others boast of martial dash, for we have boldly fought with cash. We own all your helmets, we own all your shoes, we own all your generals, touch us and you'll lose. Morpokia, Morpokia, Morpokia owns the day. We can rule you wholesale, touch us and you'll pay. We bankrupt all invaders, we sell them souvenirs. We ner 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 by the ears. Ner 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 we sing ner 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 the ner. Ner 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 your gleaming swords we mortgage to the hilt. Morpokia, Morpokia, and na-na-na-na-na-na, we can rule you wholesale, credit where it's due.